With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is expressing support for his son, Hunter, who's on trial in Delaware. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
As jury selection got underway in Hunter Biden's federal firearms case, the president said he has boundless love for my son, confidence in him, and respect for his strength. In a statement, he said he and the First Lady are so proud of the man he is today. In a show of support, Jill Biden was seated in the front row of the courtroom. Hunter Biden has been charged in Delaware with three felonies stemming from a 2018 gun purchase. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, at least two Texas border mayors headed to Washington on Tuesday. That's when President Biden is expected to announce new restrictions for migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. southern border. Jackie Quinn has more.
The president is said to be finalizing an executive order that could shut off asylum applications and automatically deny entry if the number of migrants per day exceeds a new threshold. Biden critic House Speaker Mike Johnson says,
too little, too late.
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson says Republicans have been pounding the White House over a flood of migrants once Donald Trump's border restrictions were lifted in 2021.
Did it intentionally, and it has had catastrophic effects upon our country that we'll be living with for decades to come.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police investigating a deadly shooting at a street party in Akron over the weekend. They think at least one person opened fire on the crowd from a vehicle, killing one person and wounding 24 others. No suspects have been identified as of Sunday night. Officials are calling on witnesses to come forward. The Dow is down 262 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 55. This is SRN News. Most Americans support in vitro fertilization. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 70% of the general population thinks IVF is a good thing versus 8% who think it's a bad thing and 22% who aren't sure. The procedure is condemned by some pro-life advocates because it involves the creation of several embryos, some of which can be destroyed if the mother wants them to be. This year, a court in Alabama ruled that IVF embryos are human beings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities say someone has fired bullets at a Jewish school for the second time in less than 10 days. One bullet struck the young Israel of Montreal synagogue last week. The week before, several rounds hit a Jewish girls' school in Toronto. No one was injured in either attack. This is SRN News. It's a milestone in efforts to breathe new life into the Motor City.
The once deserted and decaying Michigan Central train station in Detroit has come back to life. It's now home to the Ford Motor Company and is the centerpiece of a sprawling 30-acre mobility innovation district. Ford announced in 2018 it was buying the 18-story building and adjacent structures as part of its plans for a campus focusing on autonomous vehicles. Grand opening ceremonies, including an outdoor concert on Thursday, with tours for the general public Friday. Rich Thomason reporting.
A swimmer suffered serious injuries from a shark attack on the Southern California coast Sunday, prompting temporary beach closures. The 46-year-old man swimming off the Pacific coast of Del Mar, north of San Diego. He was bitten in the torso, left hand, and arm. The beach will remain closed until Tuesday morning. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.